We continue while learning the Mishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're increasing Perek Dalin Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of the Machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a case where a person, we know Vadai did an Avera, but he doesn't know which Avera he did. So Rabbi Eliezer says, so you chayv karmen chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you pater, asher chata ba. You have to know the specific of Avera that you did. Did you do Malach on Yom Kippur, or was it Shabbos? Did you chaylev, or was it no, sir? Even though both of those you'd be chayv kares anyway, b'mezid and b'shogeg or karban chatas. Nonetheless, you can't be chayv or karban chatas because you don't know what it was. So now the Mishnah says like this: Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, lo nech l'kual davar shehu mishum shem echad shu chayv. What he come to, they come to qualify. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon come with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They come to qualify the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and say the following: there is no debate that on a matter that is Shem Echad, one name literally, and we'll see what that says in a moment, that you're going to be chayv. Even Rabbi Yoshua agrees that in such a case, if it's Shem Echad, you're going to be chayv. No, sir, and chaylev are not one Shem, not Shem Echad. So therefore, that's not Asher Chatabah. You don't know what Aver you did. But if the Averos, the two things potentially that you did, are one under one name, so then you're going to be chayv or karmen chatas, even according to Yeshua. What does that mean? So let's say you have in front of you, you have two fig trees at Shabbos. And you know you plucked off a fig off one of them, Bishogeg, just don't know which tree you plucked it off. So everyone agrees going to be chayev. I don't know which tree I plucked it off. It's all one shame. What's all shame? It's all the shame echad of the malach of kotzer. I know I did the malach of kotzer on a fig tree on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yeshua would agree, yechayev karban chatas. You know what you did. V'amanech l'ku, where is the debate? Al davar shum mishum shnei shemos, where it's two shemos. So let's say if we take the example of Shabbos, this is where a person is not sure whether he harvested or he grinded, or he harvested wheat or harvest. Even within harvesting, there would be shnei shemos. Did he harvest wheat or did he harvest barley? So those are example of shnei shemos, and that's the debate, and that's where Rabbi Yoshua will say that's not asher chataba. You have to know what you did wrong. Sher Eliezer mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yoshua poter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda afilu niskaven lilkot lilakeit teainim velikeit anavim velikeit teainim. Even if he had kavana on Shabbos to pluck off figs and he ended up plucking off grapes, or he had in mind grapes and he plucked off figs, shcharos velikeit levanos, he had in mind to pluck off dark fruit and he ended up plucking off light. White, levanos v'likei levshcharos, the wrong color. He thought about plucking off white, ended up taking off dark. So Rabbi Yehuda says the machlokis is there as well, and therefore Eliezer mechayev chatos. Why? Because your kavana was done. Why? Because you had in mind. Why had in mind? Why my kavana wasn't done? So we'll have to see what that means. The Gemara explains that. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be poter. So the Gemara says, what's the case? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? We're talking about someone who had in mind. What do we mean that grapes and figs are white and black? So this is like this. You have someone who really had kavana to pluck both. He wanted to pluck off on Shabbos figs and grapes, but he had in mind, his intent was to pluck off the figs first and then the grapes. And he ended up doing the opposite order. He ended up taking off the grapes and then the figs. Or he had in mind to take off the black figs and then the white figs, and ended up doing the opposite order. He did the reverse. He ended up taking off the white ones before the black ones. There, Rabbi Eliezer's mechayev achatos, because in the end, his kavana was done. He had kavana to pluck off both in the end of the day. And Rabbi Yoshua poter, he says, you poter from karmen chatos. Why? Because your kavana, your machshava, was not done. Because at the time you were plucking off whatever it was you were plucking off, you did not have kavana to take that off. You were thinking something else. Then the Mishnah says, that's a big chiddush, says Rabbi Yehuda. He thinks the machlokas would even be in such a case where Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev you and Rabbi Yeshua will say, no, even there you're going to be pater. When Asher Chataba, I knew I was doing the malacha. No, it doesn't matter. You wanted to do it in one order, you did it in a different order. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, some say it's really the gear switch to be Amar Rabbi Shimon. Tama, Tamea Ani im Yiftor ba Rabbi Yehoshua. I find it astonishing that Rabbi Yehoshua would say that you're putter in such a case. We had kavana to pluck them both off the same malacha, and you played on plucking both of them, just did it in the opposite order. I find it very astonishing that Rabbi Yehoshua would actually say you're going to be putter in such a case. So the Mishnah then asks on that, Im Kain, if that's true, Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yehoshua would be mechayiv in such a case, then lama ne'amar asher chataba. So then what do you need the phrase asher chataba? According to Rabbi, isn't that part of Rabbi Yeshua's, that's his whole theme, that it's asher chataba means that it's when I have kavanah to do that particular chet. So that if I have the same way you spoke about, chelev and nosra, I'm not sure what it is that I did wrong. So here too, a person has to have the proper intent, asher chataba, if right now when he's plucking off the grapes, he planned on plucking off figs, why should it be chayev? Asher chataba tells you that no, it's the particular chait that I planned on doing. So the answer is no. Pratlim is asik. That comes to exclude, and we had this before in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that comes to exclude where a person didn't have kavana to do the isser at all. Or let's say, for example, as the Bar Tanura explains it, he said, let's say, he didn't plan on, either he didn't plan on plucking anything at all. So then we understand very well. So there, you're going to be, obviously you're going to, Asher Chataba tells you that you're not going to be chayv. I didn't plan on plucking anything out of the ground. I planned on picking up a spoon off the ground. Okay, that's misathic. That's what Asher Chataba teaches you, that you're going to be potter. But in our case, where you plan on plucking something out of the ground to do coats or to harvest, you just harvested the wrong thing at the wrong time. Or let's say, take even the following case. He has kavana, he planned on plucking off figs and not grapes. And he ended up plucking off grapes. Not our case where he had in mind to do both, he just did it in the opposite order. He had in mind to pluck off figs, and he ended up plucking off grapes, so his machshava was not done at all. So that's misasik. Then you'll be putter. That's where, that's what Rabbi Yehoshua would say, says Rabbi Shimon in response. But on our case, claims Rabbi Shimon, against Rabbi Yehuda, I think Rabbi Yehoshua would say you're going to be chayiv. I plan on plucking off both figs and grapes. I did it in the opposite order. You can't tell me that Rabbi Yehoshua would say that you're part of her kamen chata. So that's a debate amongst the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon. What in fact, in what case would Rabbi Yehoshua actually say that Asher Chataba applies to exempt you from cases where you didn't have the proper kavana and machshava? We begin the fifth parak, Hey Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says in Vayikra Zayin, V'chol dam lo sochlu b'chol mosh lo seichem. You can't eat blood. And the blood coming from where? La'of v'la behema. B'chol mosh lo seichem means it applies even in chutz la'aretz, and it applies to an oaf and a behema. Kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam. And if a human being eats blood, v'nechusa ha'nefesh ha'yimei ameh. There's a chayiv kares, and that would mean b'shogis the chayiv kamer chatos. And in Vayikra Yud Zayin, Dam kol basar lo sochelu ki nefesh kol basar damo hi kol ochlav yikares. Says the Mishnah the following. Dam shchita ba behema ba chaya uva ofos bein temeim uvein tahoros. The Mishnah begins by telling us the type of blood that is going to be usher, where there would be a korban chatas b'shogeg and kares b'mezid. So number one, it applies to behema. Behemas are, that would be true, whether the tamei or tar, whether the non-kosher or kosher. So that would mean non-kosher would be behemos, horses, donkeys, pigs. You have, of course, kosher behema, cattle, sheep, cows, bulls, goats. And then the blood that's usher as well, if it comes from a chaya, is also true. Non-kosher chayos, a wild donkey, an elephant, a monkey, kosher chayos, deer, ibex, antelope, bison, giraffe. So those are, blood doesn't matter where it's coming from, behema or chaya or even ofos, even birds, it applies as well. That's a pasuk says, la'of v'la behema, and chaya is b'chlal behema as well, and therefore it applies to all of them. And then the Mishnah says, and it doesn't matter how you got the dam. So for example, dam nechira, you didn't check the animal, you stabbed the animal in the neck, so you pierced the windpipe. and up to the nostrils. So that wouldn't be a kosher shechita, but the blood that comes out of that is still going to be usher and is going to be nisr kares. Uvedam ikur, we had that ikur when it came to chulin. That's where a person takes it. The shechita is not done normally. Rather, you rip out the trachea and the esophagus from their place. So maybe you used a knife. That had a nick in it, and that of course wasn't a kosher shechita, and that did what we call ikur, uprooted literally the simanim. So that doesn't matter. You're going to be chayav for eating blood that came from the animal from through nechira, through ikur, even though it wasn't a shechita. V'dam akaza shahanefesh yotza bo, and also dam akaza. Dam akaza is where someone's doing bloodletting. Let's say for refuah purposes. And the arteries, let's say, of an animal, in this case for an animal, of the arteries of the animal or the bird, now has blood coming out of it. So in these cases, the type of blood we speak of, shahanefesh yotza bo, if it's blood that is the lifeblood, so chayavin alav, that's the type of blood you're going to be chayav. So the Bar Tanura tells us the different stages of blood that we speak of, and they're important to know whether there's an iser kares or maybe just a lav, just a negative commandment for eating that type of blood. So he says the following. He says, the ezehu dam shanefesh yotza bo, what is this lifeblood by which life escapes literally? Koz man shehu mikaleach, as long as it is flowing, streaming. That's the middle blood that comes out when you kill the animal. So he says why? Yatza rishon shebitzchilas ha'kaza. That excludes the blood that comes out at the beginning of bloodletting. Va'achron la'achar shekala hadav v'nismayit. It also excludes the blood that comes out afterwards and slowly diminishes. Shushoseis b'samuch ve'elim mikaleach. It doesn't stream mirachok shein zedamarev. So when you're doing bloodletting, you need to know what stage you're talking about. When you make that first incision, the blood is more black than red, and it comes out without a lot of force. Then you have the dam hanefesh. That's when you have a strong, forceful stream, and then. So that first one is dam maka, and the dam hanefesh is the middle stage. So when you're stabbing the animal, you're doing ikur in the animal, you're shechting the animal, so that you see which is coming out forceful. But when it comes to bloodletting, so then you have to know which is the dam hanefesh and which is just dam maka, or that comes afterwards as well. So dam shanefesh yotzeba, that's the one that we speak of that you're going to be chayev kares. Dam hatchol, dam halev. The blood of the spleen, the blood of the heart, dam beitzim, the blood of eggs, which may mean the blood found in a hen's egg, maybe it's the blood of the testicles of rams, of he-goats, of bulls, dam dugim, the blood of fish. Dam chagavim, the blood of locusts. So these are obviously not prohibited because the Torah says la'ofala behema, doesn't mention fish, doesn't mention chagavim. Dam atamsis, or dam atamsis is the blood that comes out either during the shechita, but not that forceful blood, or maybe afterwards, as opposed to the stream of blood, that's the dam ha, which is the dam hanefesh. In all of these cases, so the Mishnah says, ein chayavin aleihem. So the Baraita gives a little bit of clarity on this, that we're not going to view blood that's coming, that's dam atamsis, if it's coming from an animal, the same as let's say, blood coming out from fish. And when we speak about the heart, so that may also depend on what blood we're speaking about. So the Baraita says like this, dam halev, dam anivla bevasar halev. The blood that we speak of that you're going to be chayv kares for, that's on this list, is the blood that's absorbed into the flesh, the walls of the heart. And that becomes like blood of other limbs. Shehu balav and chayvim alav kares. There's a negative commandment to eat it, but you're not chayv kares for that. Avol dam animsa b'chalal halev, but it's the blood that's actually in the cavity of the chambers of the heart itself. Mibeis hashchitu, but we assume that came from the beis hashchitu, from the neck. Shabbat heima show efes beis shchita umachneses dam beis hashchitu b'chalal halev, because during the time of the shchita, we assume that the blood, the animal, as it's dying, so the blood now goes goes from the neck into the cavity of the chamber of the heart, and that blood v'chayev and alav kares in yeshbo kizayis. So, and then he mentions ein chayev and aleim kares she'ein kares el b'dam hanefesh. Why is there only kares for the dam hanefesh? That forceful stream at that moment of the shechit, or right after that first moment, d'chsiv ki nefesh kol basar damo hu ko ochlavi kares. Nefesh kol basar, we're telling you what the problem with dam is. That's the nefesh kol basar, so the dam hanefesh is what's going to be asar. Upsak ha'alacha, just to know the halacha, says the Bar Tanura, the damat chol v'halei v'akloyos, the damat hamsis, harelil basara. The blood of the spleen and the heart, and remember the heart just means on the walls of the heart, and the blood of the kidneys, and the dam atamsis that comes out slowly after the shechita, those are bazhara. That's a negative commandment. V'chol dam, based on what pasuk? V'chol dam lo sochelu. That's a negative commandment. Don't eat dam. V'lokin aleim, you get malchus, v'ein bahem mishum kares. What about v'dam animso bebeitzim, blood that's found in eggs, asur midivrei sofrim? That is asur midirabbanan. V'dam shrotzim, what about blood of shrotzim? Im achal mimenu kizayis loke mishum ochel sheretz. Lo mishum ochel dam. That's not an isur of eating dam. That's you're going to get eating that blood. That's like eating the sheretz itself. V'dam dogim v'chagavim are tahorim mutar l'chatzilah. As long as they're kosher fish and kosher grasshoppers, so the blood is completely permitted. Aval tzorach sheyeh b'dam dogim kaskasim. Ah, but if you're eating, what if you plan on eating blood of fish, you have to make sure that you have scales of that fish in the blood, so people know sheyochichu alav shu dam dogim. So people know that what you're eating is blood of fish. V'mnei marasayin. If you don't have the scales there, they may need they may not know that you're eating blood of fish. It's a marasayin issue. The old school when they had first almond milk. So almond milk, you'd have to have pieces. The Rama says you have to have pieces of the almonds around. So people don't think that if you're eating that with having that with meat. From our assigned purposes, people in the olden days, people would have to know that when you're done this, don't worry, this almond milk, it's not milchus. And then he says, V'dam ha'adam, what about human blood? Asur midivrei sofrim, that is going to be asur midrabbanan, but only kishepirish min adam, only when it separates out from the body, v'eno lukan alav. So that means if you have a cut and you want to suck out the blood and it's not separated from the body, so that's okay because it's still part of the body. Even when it's separated from the body, it is only asur midrabbanan. And then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam atamtzis. Rabbi Yehuda believes that the dam atamtzis, that's the blood that comes out slowly after the shechita, not the forceful blood. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he believes that you're going to be chayev for dam atamtzis, because although the pasuk said, we said, ki hadam hu banefesh lichaper, only life blood you're going to be chayev for. Rabbi Yehuda says, it says v'chol dam. Any blood, and that teaches us that any blood, even blood that is not used for kapara. What do you mean kapara? Well, the dam that comes out, the forceful blood is what's used on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to use that dam hatamsis on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no connection at all between the isravining dam and the type of dam that I placed on the mizbeach. And since it says v'chol dam you shouldn't eat, so even blood that can't be used for kapara on the mizbeach is still going to have the punishment of karis. No, we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Dam hatamsis is going to be a negative commandment, but is not going to have an isser karis.